from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. As the merger between the Porcupine and Temiskaming Health Units moves ahead, they're working on branding, shaping, and identity of the new entity. Input has already been received from staff and community partners, and now it's the public's turn. Porcupine Health Unit Manager of Foundational Standards and Chief Nursing Officer Chantal Riopel says an online survey begins by asking your age and where you live.
Other questions will be about how they are familiar with the programs and services offered by the health units, as well as their feedback on accessibility at the health unit, equity, diversity, etc.
There is a link to the survey in the web version of this story. Riopel says paper copies are available at any health unit office. The merger of the two health units into one is expected to take place next year. NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed while out cycling last night. The brothers were in New Jersey to be in their sister's wedding party this weekend. They were hit by a Jeep. The driver was arrested and charged with two counts of death by auto. 31-year-old Johnny Hockey was a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The federal government has taken another step to restrict the number of non-citizens who can work in Canada. Visitors will no longer be able to apply for a work permit while in Canada. They'll have to return home and apply from there. It was part of a pandemic-era program to temporarily expand immigration. Ottawa now says it's part of an attempt to recalibrate the number of temporary residents occupying Canadian jobs. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland adds that Canada shouldn't have businesses which model their employment on low wage and sometimes exploited temporary foreign workers. The federal New Democrats are rejecting a call from the Conservatives to vote against the government in a non-confidence motion next month to set off a fall election. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says he wants to trigger what he calls a carbon tax election in October, rather than wait until the fixed election date of October next year. And he accuses NDP leader Jagmeet Singh of hanging on, only to qualify for his parliamentary pension. New Democratic House Leader Peter Julian says while quitting the deal is always an option, they don't agree with the Conservatives' motives. Julian says Poilievre wants to win an election so he can cut health care, pensions, unemployment insurance, and PharmaCare, all to benefit big corporations.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.